I did bring some pictures this morning, and Tom is going to put them on the screen, I hope. He will any moment now. And we're talking a little bit about signposts. So, let me just ask you, let me talk about this with the young people first. Signposts, what do they do? They tell you where to go, exactly. You know, the adults can join in too, because otherwise I am just kind of picking on you, right? Really uncomfortable. They tell you where to go. So, can we ignore signposts? Yeah, we can we? What could happen if we ignore signposts? We get lost, yeah. So it would not be the smartest thing to do, would it? Why do we follow signposts? To get direction, absolutely. Sorry, what did you say, Rosemary? Oh, Patricia? To show us the way, to get direction, and to know where we are going. Now, we have lots of different signposts here. I like that one. Is there somewhere in the Bible, and I think maybe the kids will want to give me an answer on this one, because I reckon they will know this. Is there something or somewhere in the Bible that we could think, perhaps those are little signposts for us. Perhaps they will tell us the way to go. Can you think of anything? The adults can also try to think of something. I'm not really sure. What about the Ten Commandments or so? Maybe they are, yeah. So maybe the Ten Commandments. Maybe they are kind of like signposts to tell us where to go, how to live life. You know, you get what I'm trying to say. So is there anything else in the Bible that we can think of? Perhaps that is actually a signpost. The Lord's Prayer, that's a kind of signpost of how we could pray. The parables, okay. What do they show us? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay. And perhaps, oh, Stephen. So, Jesus' words, yes? Okay. Can Jesus be a signpost himself? Sorry. The Holy Bible, that is a signpost as well, of course, yes. Okay, so we are going to think a little bit more about that in a minute.